Welcome to Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered. Happy Tuesday. Is it only Tuesday? Yes, it is. And today, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk about all of the chaos in Congress as the motion to vacate Speaker Mike Johnson gains traction in the House. Oh no, more chaos? Don't threaten me with a good time. Oh no, more gridlock on the Hill? Whatever will we do with the government so tied up with trying to figure out who the speaker is that they're not actually passing bills to make our lives worse? Oh, no. Can't wait to get into that. I've got the king of burn it all down coming in to talk about that. Should be a good time. But first, today was day two of Donald Trump's hush money trial while jury selection continued. And, you know, you keep hearing from the left on this trial. They're like, this isn't an abuse of the legal system. This is fair and just. This just tells you, this proves to you, no one is above the law. That's what this trial is about. That's cute. Remember, they're going after Trump for 34 counts of falsifying business records because he mislabeled a payment. By the way, those are misdemeanors that they're trying to argue. They're trying to stretch it into felony level because they're like, actually, he mislabeled the records while he was trying to conceal a crime, which makes it a felony. Okay. All right. Sure. No, this isn't an abuse of the legal system. No. I mean, the judge just ordered Trump had to be present in the courtroom every single day of the trial. He's not allowed to miss any days. He's not allowed to even go to his son's graduation, by the way. And I'm sure him being stuck in the courtroom, having to go there each day, because if he miss, he could face arrest. That's how serious it is. I'm sure it's a total coincidence that being in the courtroom every day will prevent him from going out and campaigning for president. Oh, that's not by design. No, of course not. Please. I mean, because if that were by design, that would be election interference. And I have it on very good authority that the left hates election interference. They would never hatch up some dastardly plan to sideline Trump because they're scared of him beating their weekend at Bernie's president. They would, what? They would never. And by the way, even if they did, they would never impose an unconstitutional gag order on him to prevent him from talking about all of this. Just kidding. They did. Of course they did. Judge Merchan ordered that Trump cannot make or direct others to make public statements about witnesses concerning their potential participation or about any of the counsel in the case other than Alvin Bragg, Soros-backed Alvin Bragg, or about court staff, DA, family members of staff, and that Trump cannot make or direct others to make public statements about any prospective juror or chosen juror. Because, I mean, let's face it, Donald Trump tweets really mean things, and we can't have that. That might hurt someone's feelings, and then what'd they do? Now, once their fifis were hurt, so we can't have Donald Trump exercising his First Amendment right, talking about how the judicial system has been weaponized against him, sharing his opinion on the fact that he's, 91 indictments? And this isn't the first case, by the way, that he has had a gag order put in place. The last one, by the way, the January 6th case in D.C., the ACLU actually agreed with him that it was unconstitutional and it was violating his First Amendment right. And in the year, this was 2023, in the year 2023, when the ACLU agrees with Donald Trump, you've gone too far. You've jumped the shark. The ACLU is telling you, you've gone too far. This is unconstitutional. Okay. So day two, and DA Alvin Bragg has already asked the court to hold Donald Trump in contempt for violating that gag order because, yes, he posted something that may have hurt a witness's fifis, namely star witness Michael Cohen, who, by the way, was convicted of fraud and perjury. And I got to tell you, when your star witness has done time in federal prison for lying under oath, you're probably in quite a pickle as far as your case goes. I'm not quite sure how you're going to make that case work. Or maybe just the deck is stacked against him in the first place, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, I digress. So Bragg has already asked the court to hold Donald Trump in contempt for three social media posts. All right. One is from earlier this month when Trump reposted a statement from Michael Avenatti, which is just bizarre in itself. But it said, we cannot be hypocrites when it comes to the First Amendment. It is outrageous that Cohen, Michael Cohen, and Stormy Daniels can do countless TV interviews, post on social, and make money on bogus documentaries, all by talking shit about Trump. But he's gagged and threatened with jail if he responds. Trump added to the post, thank you to Michael Avenatti for revealing the truth about two sleazebags who have, with their lies and misrepresentations, cost our country dearly. Fact check, true. All right. Bragg's office also pointed to another post from April 10th in which Trump shared a picture of a document called Official Statement of Stormy Daniels, which was dated January 30th of 2018 and said, over the past few weeks, I have been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, many, many years ago. I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. Trump added to the post, look what was just found. Will the fake news report it? Well, we can't have Donald Trump defending himself. We can't have Donald Trump sharing potentially exonerating evidence. We can't have that. All right. The third one that they argue should put Donald Trump in contempt of court was when Trump blasted former Manhattan prosecutor Mark Pomerantz. He said, has Mark Pomerantz been prosecuted for his terrible acts in and out of the DA's office? Has disgraced attorney and felon Michael Cohen been prosecuted for lying? Only Trump people get prosecuted by this judge and these thugs. A dark day for our country. MAGA 2024. Again, where's the lie? I don't see it. It's all true. All right. So the DA's office is asking the judge to fine Trump a total of $3,000, $1,000 for each offense, and to warn Trump that future violations of the gag order can be punished not only with additional fines, but also with a term of incarceration of up to 30 days for a mean tweet. Trump responded this morning, look, he will not be intimidated. This man will not be intimidated. They are weaponizing every single agency against him and against people who agree with him. And he will not be intimidated. All right. Because he responded this morning by making this statement before the trial continued earlier today. Watch.
Thank you very much. This is a trial that should have never been brought. It's a trial that is being looked upon, looked at all over the world. They're calling, they're looking at it and analyzing it. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace. We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago. If you look at Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars, there's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial. I called I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense, some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you get indicted over that? I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election. And it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. So check it out. Legal expense. It's called legal expense. That's what you're supposed to call it.
Mr. Trump,
get indicted on that. Nobody's ever seen it. Nobody has ever seen anything like it. So thank you very much for coming. I'm now going to sit down for many hours. I am now going to sit
Shut
down.
Up.
Voters understand it. All you have to do is look at the polls.
Oh,
this is a sham trial, and the judge should recuse himself. Thank you very much.
I mean, what can you argue about that was incorrect there? It's absolutely true. This is preventing him from campaigning. This is blatant election interference on so many different counts on like literally every aspect of what is happening to Donald Trump right now is just blatant election interference. It's just, it's really sad. So the judge has yet to rule on the motion to whether or not to hold Trump in violation of the gag order. He's not allowed to have an opinion about the fact that they're trying to throw him in prison for bogus reasons. You can't have an opinion on that. And if you do, you're not allowed to share it. What do you think this is, America? We got to maintain the illusion of objectivity, okay? So we'll find out what the judge says about that. And, you know, just another day in the banana republic that we used to call America, but is looking less and less and less like the America that we know and love and our founding fathers intended every single day. So when we come back, the motion to vacate Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House intensifies as Marjorie Taylor Greene finds herself, I would say, quite a useful ally. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Jace Medical. So, look, it would be great if anytime you need medication in a hurry, you could just like go and get it from the pharmacy immediately. But unfortunately, the vast majority of medicine we take in the United States is manufactured in China. Was that good? Was that a good Donald Trump? It's manufactured in China. So when drug shortages appear, as they often do, hello, remember COVID, anyone? China's the one that's handling it, not us. You want the ability to take care of your family's health. Don't leave your, here you go. Don't leave your family's health in the hands of China. All right. No matter the situation, this is why you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains five essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've added ivermectin as an option so you can personalize it to your liking. And you can buy a gift card for your family or loved one so that they can get a personalized Jace case of their own and make sure that they have what they need, because everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You can go to jacemedical.com, enter code Sarah at checkout for a discount. Remember, there's no H in that. It's just an unnecessary letter. It's promo code Sarah at JASEmedical.com. Welcome to the program, Eric July, who I called, I think, at the beginning of the show, the king of burn it all down. Is that accurate?
I'm putting that in my bio after the show.
The king of burn it all down.
I like that.
Eric July, of course, Blaze TV contributor and founder of Ripaverse Comics. And you could not have been joining us on a more appropriate day for Eric July to be here, because we heard news today. You know, MTG had intended to file a motion to vacate for Speaker Mike Johnson because, you know, seems that we get all of these speakers of the House who don't want to represent their constituency or the grassroots. And she has now an ally in Representative Thomas Massey, who said he will be joining her in her effort to strip Johnson of his speakership. And he spoke a little bit more on this matter. Thomas Massey did earlier today. Here's what he had to say.
There's only one person right now who can stop us from going into what happened last fall, and that's Mike Johnson. He's cleaning the barn, that's obvious.
You want him to resign? You want him to resign?
Yes. Yeah, I asked him to resign.
What did he say?
He said he would not. And then I said, well, you're the one who's going to put us into this. Because the motion is going to get called, okay? Does anybody doubt that? The motion will get called. And then he's going to lose more votes than Kevin McCarthy. And I have told him this in private, like weeks ago.
Do we have popcorn? I just want to... okay, so I want to play Mike Johnson responding to this, saying, I'm not resigning. This is crazy. This is absurd that you guys would suggest that I resign because, you know, I'm like pushing for more foreign aid to Ukraine and all of these other places without pushing for our own border security measures. Please, I'm not resigning. Watch.
Mr. Speaker, what is your response to Republicans who say this move should cost you your job and that if you don't resign, they will try to oust you?
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It is not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance, and it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Is it helpful that Speaker Johnson decided to bring four foreign aid and national security bills to the floor that would fund Ukraine, Israel, Indo-Pacific, and not include border security measures? Is that helpful for the American people? Would you call that part of your particular priority to fund all of these foreign aid bills without any national security measures, without border security measures? Is that your idea of a good speakership, good leadership for the American people? I think he might forget that he isn't president or he isn't speaker of Ukraine.
Well, I feel like it wasn't that long ago. Was it? Were we on the other set when he first got in?
Yeah.
I believe we were.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like that long ago. And everybody I remember had reservations. He was saying maybe the right things at the time, but people had the reservations, rightfully.
Including us.
That's the point.
Yep.
And I will say that, at least to me, maybe some of our viewers disagree. If you are on the opposite side of Massey on anything, you are taking the wrong position. Am I a little biased there because he is the one person that's in the House that has views that are closest to mine? Yeah, absolutely. And he oftentimes is correct. He has the voting record also to back up his said correctness. A lot of the things that we gripe and complain about with the representatives, particularly in the Republican Party, voting against the ideas of their constituents or the American people. And guys like Massey seem to be consistent on that issue far more than what the Republicans are, generally speaking. So that off rip for me does it.
Yeah.
You're on the opposite side of Massey. You're on the wrong side off rip. There's not that many people I would say that with. Ron, when he was in office, for sure I would say that. If you're on the opposite side of Ron Paul, you probably are taking the wrong position. But this is what I do want to have a substantive conversation about. Okay, let's say he gets ousted, rightfully. I want to know the direction that the American people want the Republican Party to go in. Now, for me, I would prefer, you're the party of the two dominant parties, at least so you tell me, that does at least value individual liberty. Mm-hmm. So you tell me, you're the one that actually prioritized that. And maybe you can even say that you've shown that with who you've elected. There is no Massey equivalent in the Democratic Party. There is no Rand Paul equivalent in the Democratic Party. There was certainly no Ron Paul equivalent. There was no Amash equivalent. There were people that would sway on any given subject that may have been Democrats, like what Bernie did with the audit the Fed bill back in the gap with Ron Paul, where it's like, oh, wait, he has the right position. Oh, now he's taking the opposite position. Right. So there's a bunch of those going around. But what I don't understand is that the American people seem to want more or less to align themselves with the Masseys of the world, with the Rand Pauls of the world. And Rand, of course, got it all correct on the whole COVID thing as well. And I'm like, why don't you guys follow that guy? Mm-hmm. But then every time there is the rubber meets the road, there's a time to have a vote for a new speaker or what have you. And then you get these milquetoast guys that are supposedly representing the party. I can't quite wrap my mind around that, because to me, it seems obvious. The people should, at least, and it seems like arguably they do, want to go in the direction of those that value individual liberty, not stealing from people to subsidize foreign countries. Why is it so difficult for folks to focus on that? And I mean top to bottom, with who you elect, with what ideals you want to prioritize going into an election season, I don't quite understand. I can't quite wrap my mind around it.
Well, what's so frustrating, too, is, you know, I mean, you talk about, we had this conversation, as you point out, on the other set. We had this conversation when it was happening that, like, we could have had a Byron Donalds who has, like, 100% liberty score at Conservative Review. We could have had Jim Jordan, who I believe has a 90-something percent liberty score. We could have had, name these other people who threw their hat into the ring that we could have had. And instead, they picked Mike Johnson, who has 74% Liberty Score. Okay. Why? Why do we do that? Because at the end of the day, what do the Democrats do when they get into power? They nominate and elect Nancy freaking Pelosi to jam down all of their agenda down the Republicans' throats, whether you like it or not. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi is milk toast or middle of the road or focused on bipartisanship? Of course not. That's the point. You need to elect someone who is not focused on bipartisanship, who is focused on the agenda and priorities of their party, of their constituents. And for some reason, Republicans keep not understanding that.
It's just, it blows my mind. No. It really does, because, like, let's go back in time a little bit. The COVID thing happened, and there was a senator that was ahead of it that really was holding Fauci's feet to the fire. Even the president, former president, if it came down to it on some of these issues. And you'll see, like, a lot of Republicans or people that tend to vote for Republicans are like, oh, man, that guy really gets it on this subject. And, you know, the next year it'll be another subject. And maybe it's Massey talking about X, Y, and Z. And I just, like, to me, that's telling, like, okay, you guys support these guys and their ideals. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they are a minority, I will say that, in the party. That doesn't mean that you haven't had folks that would either run under those ideas. I think maybe we pay too much, or people that tend to vote Republicans, or not me, but people pay too much attention to, like, the lip service of it all, yeah, as opposed to their actual voting records. Right. Believe it or not, you have a caucus that values liberty. There's the Senator Lees of the world. There are a few House guys that seem to have a more libertarian oriented mind state when it comes to voting for certain. Even Gates is miles better than basically everybody else. It is unfortunately a minority in the party. So to me, I think it's going to have to come from, if Republicans or people that vote conservative really want to change this, it's for sure going to come with flipping some tables. And look, maybe it does have to come at the cost of not getting your way for a short period of time. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm
okay with that. I'm fine with that. Yeah. I think you should be fine with it. You take an L for right now, but man, it's rooted so deep with these clowns that don't care about you. They don't care about liberty. They don't care about lowering your damn taxes. They don't care about, and we're in tax season right now, so I'm especially pissed off at it. I pay quarterly, and Jesus Christ, the amount of money that I had to give this criminal organization pisses me off.
I have said this for years, Eric, if everyone had to pay quarterly taxes the way that we have to, and they didn't get it taken out of their checks, there would be riots in the streets over this, because they're too, like, they don't understand how much they're actually paying when it comes out of their paycheck and they never see it.
Yep.
If they actually had to physically write the check that you and I have to write, they'd be like, oh my God, this is extortion.
Yes, and when you see these clowns focusing on the issues that they focus on, it will make you even more irate.
Yes.
That's what it does for me.
Yes.
It's a combination. It's, yeah, I'm getting robbed, and then these guys are talking about subject matters I care absolutely nothing about, and they aren't prioritizing me trying to keep the money in my own pockets, which, oh man, I hate to talk about going around about economics, but it's true. Individuals like us are the people that are going to better the lives of those around us, because we're the ones that generally employ other people, right? And if I had just a smidgen of that money that I could keep, that would mean more books. That would mean, which means more opportunity for our artists, more opportunity for our warehousing guys. And instead, where is it going? Where is it going? Because Texas itself, maybe in the property I get taxed, but I don't get my income taxed, right? So I'm paying a lot of these taxes to these clowns right now that, I don't know,
well, you're sending
want to give money to Ukraine and Israel and everybody else.
Zelensky.
Yeah.
Who was like an actor. He's a great belly dancer, I hear. So thank money you. Well spent, Eric.
Yeah.
Money. Congratulations.
I'm on the moon right now.
It's also going to fund all sorts of conflict, both sides of conflict, all across the globe.
I mean, that's all the time, right? You're usually funding both
giving
part of
money
the,
to Iran and to Israel
yes,
to fight each other
in some way. And then somehow there's some uprising and you found out that you were actually funding them.
The uprising as well.
Yeah, you were funding them as well.
That's great. Wow. So tax money going to very good use, Eric.
Yeah, so they
all right. Congratulations,
what
America.
About roads? What about those damn roads they tell me?
Did you see that?
Yes, I did see you
yes.
post that.
Someone I tweeted out the, you know, taxation is theft and the IRS is a criminal organization. And this guy was like, but what about the roads?
Dumb.
I was like, my friend Eric July has a word about them ho-ass roads.
I have words, plenty of words about the damn roads, man.
We'll see what happens with this. When Matt Gaetz did this the first time, the motion to vacate Kevin McCarthy, I said the same thing, which was, look, it, like, maybe we need a little instability to get us more stable at the end of the day, right? Because if we set the precedent, if we get you in there and you don't do your damn job and you don't prioritize our priorities, you're freaking done. Oh. And you're going to be embarrassed in front of the entire country. Do you want that?
Oh.
Maybe that's the precedent needs to be set.
I'm being dead serious.
I know.
For the American people that are out there, maybe that's what needs to happen.
I really think so.
Take a short loss, but at least in the long run, it will benefit you.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly. I totally agree. We're all for the chaos here. All right. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more, but we want to thank our sponsor this segment, Relief Factor. So Relief Factor is there for those of you who are living in constant pain and you think there's nothing else you can do. You've tried everything maybe, and it just nothing works. Try Relief Factor. It's an all natural, super, super potent anti-inflammatory. And inflammation is actually typically the root cause of your pain. So if you're not doing something that is targeting the inflammation, you're not actually getting to the root cause of the problem. They've got this 3-week quick start, okay? 70% of the people who order that quick start go on to keep ordering Relief Factor. That's how many people it's working for. So the odds are in your favor. It could work for you. And if it does, it can be life-changing. It's $19.95 and it's backed by their guarantee. So you are out nothing except potentially pain. All right, go try it. You can get it at relieffactor.com. Get that 3-week quick start over at relieffactor.com. So speaking of the House, they are going to deliver articles of impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They're going to deliver articles of impeachment to the Senate. And you're going to find this very funny, Eric. Okay. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Republicans are setting an awful precedent for Congress. They're doing this over policy disagreements. He said, Chuck Schumer said impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. Talk about awful precedents. This would set an awful precedent for Congress. Every time there's a policy disagreement in the House, they send it over here to tie the Senate in knots to do an impeachment trial. That's absurd. That's an abuse of the process. He literally said this unironically. Oh, using impeachment to go after the other side is an abuse of the process? Really, Chuck? Tell me more about that. Really?
Yeah, I think, well, I know. They don't like when the rules that they don't follow. You know, I use the boxing analogy. You've heard me use it a million times on this set as well as the previous one. And that leftists play to win. Don't care about the rules. They will abuse them. But they do want you to hold you to the standard because they figure that you're going to acknowledge those rules.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have here is that, let's say it is a little gamesmanship. Let's just assume that's the case. Well, that's the game that y'all wanted to play. Is it not? That's the game that you guys have been playing.
Exactly.
Is it not? And of course, they do not like that at all. But I'd make the argument in it. Look, you may say that this kind of mocks and shames the entire process politically, right, and how government works. I believe they do that on their own. But even if it does, this is the game that they play. Mm-hmm. So if you are playing, you got to play to win as well.
Right.
And if the other side has made it very clear, look, man, we will do whatever it takes to get a dub.
They're literally trying to imprison their political opponent.
Yeah.
literally right now.
Yeah, because they're about dubs. They're about getting a victory. That's what they care more about. But they don't want you to use their tactics, which I'd make their... Look, I'm not saying that someone should, for any reason, definitely doing immoral things and just being a cheat just for the sake of being a cheat.
Right.
But you don't necessarily become more honorable, right? And definitely in this situation, when you're dealing with politics, which is already dirty and a grimy game anyway. But no, you don't become more honorable by sitting here saying, well, we're going to play by the rules, even though you have said it and made it clear that you don't play by the rules. No, that doesn't make you honorable. That makes you stupid.
Right. Right.
Period.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like it's frustrating to hear this because, A, I actually agree. Like, the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas is easy to me, right? Like, he has completely abdicated and neglected his duties to protect and defend our border. He has, in fact, done the exact opposite, and he has made Americans less safe. So I fully am in agreement with the impeachment of him, and I don't think that it is used as this isn't like a policy disagreement like Chuck Schumer is indicating. Mm-hmm. This isn't well, you guys did it, so we're going to as well. But if it were, I would be fine with it. I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to be honest.
I would be fine with it.
At this point, you should be, because they've made it clear.
Exactly.
I keep saying that.
You're never going to win.
When I say they made it clear, they have made it clear. Yes. They have shown you with action.
Yes.
We don't have to assume. Yes. We don't have to try to guesstimate. We don't have to do any of that. They have shown you the rules that don't matter to them. They don't care about that. We are about making sure that our guys maintain power, and we will abuse whatever is out there, or utilize it to our advantage. And sometimes that means just cheating altogether. So now that that's the playing field that's there.
Exactly.
When you enter into that, you have to consider that and you have to make an adjustment. Otherwise, you're just going to play to lose. And like I say, nobody cares that, oh, well, I played it by the book. So what? You lost.
Right. Exactly. Oh, no. Did you out-moral them, though? Did you get that moral win as our country crumbles over the cliff? Well, at least you out-moraled them. You really told them. So not only is all this impeachment stuff happening right now, today, now, is the Senate going to do anything about it? No. I'm sure that the Senate that has the Democrat majority isn't going to actually impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, but you have to go through the motions anyway to take a stand. Get everyone on the record. Get in some of these, like in some of these, you know, Arizona or Georgia or in some of these places that it may be a kind of a close call as far as when these Senate, when these senators go into their next race. Get them on the record. Do they support an open border? Do they enjoy all of these illegal immigrants who are being shipped to a city near you for your city to take care of economically, financially? Do they support that? Get them on the record. And so while this is going on, we find that there are flyers that were allegedly distributed at a Soros-linked NGO in Mexico urging illegal immigrants to vote for Joe Biden upon reaching the U.S. Yes. So this flyer... This was obtained by muckraker.com. It said, you do not need documentary proof of citizenship to register to vote. You can vote if you simply swear you are eligible. Now, the flyers claim that proof of citizenship isn't required, and they were reportedly discovered at a resource center in Matamoros location and found on the walls of porta potties, which I'm just going to say, if you find a flyer on the wall in a porta potty, please don't touch it. That seems very unsanitary. Okay, but this RCM, Resource Center Matamoros, has ties to Soros-funded nonprofits in the United States, including Save the Children, Team Brownsville, Texas, Angry Tias, and Abuelas. And they are urging, listen, if this is alleged, if this is true, it would make total sense, wouldn't it, Eric? I mean, you have all of these states that are trying to lax the rules for voting. Mm-hmm. We did a Blaze Originals episode that I can't wait to share with you guys, that I just visited the state of Michigan, where you literally, they are making it so that you do not have to show a photo ID in order to vote. You do not have to show that you are who you say that you are. You can just sign something saying that you are. And they'll be like, oh, that's totally fine. They have dead people on the voter rolls. They have been alerted to that. They have been sued over it. They have a list of dead people that they could remove. They don't do it.
Yeah.
Why is that, Eric? It's almost like they're trying to game the system.
It's a perfect segment for, I mean, that really, this block that we're doing right now talks about how these guys play to win. And look, no matter how you feel about the subject of immigration, it is a very touchy subject for some reason, because they think kumbaya and everybody's free and all is going to be great if you just let these people over. And they're delusional for sure. And they for sure don't understand the actual economics of it all. Nonetheless, that makes total sense. If that's the game that you're playing, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, we're going to let these people in. And look, let's be honest.
They're already trying to get them to vote in local elections. That is a fact.
Okay, but let's be completely honest here. If they thought that most of the people that were being brought over here were going to vote Republican, do you think they would be as pro immigration as they are?
They know what these people will do.
Exactly. So that's the point.
Right.
They're playing to win. Going back to what we just said.
I know.
They're absolutely playing to win, and they want to make sure that influence is there. And this is why I think that, to me, it feels like Democrats are banking on that demographic being what really keeps them in office, because I would argue that a lot of the even people that tend to vote Democrat, at least on the subject of immigration, especially in border states like Texas, are starting to feel a little differently than they had been before. Yeah. They often want Biden to do something about it, especially when you look at a lot of these bigger cities where these people are going, and they seem to look, the immigrants seem to be prioritized over what the people in those geographical areas actually want, like Chicago's of the world, of this country. So, I think what they are doing, they're positioning themselves to say, okay, well, we may be losing them, but it may be worth it, because we're letting in these flood of people that for some reason are going to be able to vote. And if we can at least incentivize them to support us, well, right. we can sustain that sort of loss that we're going to occur inevitably as more people that often vote Democrat are now switching on this subject matter.
Eric? That is, I'm told, a white nationalist conspiracy theory.
Oh, my apologies. Oh, the replacement.
The great replacement. That's not happening. Stop. Don't believe your lying eyes. Okay. That's not happening.
My apologies.
Yeah. All right. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. But we want to thank our sponsor this segment, Patriot Mobile. So Patriot Mobile. I love partnering with Patriot Mobile. First of all, they're amazing, amazing people. Glenn Story, their founder, is just one of my favorite people in the entire world. And he just bleeds red, white, and blue. I mean, I'm a kid. He really only bleeds red because that's the color of blood. But I'm just saying, like, he is a true America First patriot. Everyone over at Patriot Mobile is. And so what you do when you go to Patriot Mobile and you sign up to get their cell service, you're getting the same dependable nationwide coverage as you would with Big Mobile. You have the ability to access all three major networks, by the way, which means you're going to get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Because what Patriot Mobile does is, instead of funneling some of that money and donations to Planned Parenthood and places trying to take your guns and all these leftist places that Big Mobile is, they're actually funneling that money back into causes that you care about. They're flipping school boards. They're at the border with Yakubuyans fighting sex trafficking. They're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, and many, many more conservative causes. They really are putting their money where their mouth is. Go check them out. They've got plans for everyone. You can keep your phone. You can buy a new one. Keep your number. Get a new one. Make whatever plan you'd like over at patriotmobile.com/Sarah. You can get free activation when you use the offer code Sarah. Go check them out over at patriotmobile.com/Sarah. All right, for this next story, we may lose you guys, our friends on YouTube. So if we do, you can find the segment on Rumble or over at Blaze TV. So make sure that you check it out. This one's really fun. Just really, really fun, Eric. Okay, you ready? Patricio Manuel, a transgender male boxer, lost a fight to a biological male fighter in 21 seconds earlier this month at Fantasy Springs Casino. There was a knockout blow delivered by Joshua Brian Reyes early in the fight, resulting in Manuel's defeat. 21 seconds. That's all it went. That's all it took. 21 seconds. Okay. Now, this biological female did have a beard, and it's very strange to see, but Look, Manuel said, I'm not one to hide my face no matter the outcome. I lost last night. I trained my ass off, had great sparring, cut no corners, but sometimes shit doesn't go your way. It's a risk we all take when we step into the ring. It's what's exciting about boxing and also the most heartbreaking. And continues to talk about how, it's just sometimes stuff doesn't go your way, Eric.
Or
sometimes stuff doesn't go your way.
Or biologically, you're just a chick.
Really?
And you got in there with someone that is
21 seconds.
Better
21 seconds.
Boxing is boxing. People get knocked out for sure.
This woman voluntarily went to go get the shit beat out of her by a male.
And that's the part that I don't get. And that would be very, very tough for I would feel bad if I'm the other guy. I wouldn't even jump in the ring.
How could you?
Because I'm like, I don't care if they have a beard. Like that is irrelevant to me.
Right.
That is completely irrelevant. I know that you are.
It makes
a chick.
You a sideshow, but
yeah,
you're still
yeah.
Female.
Whatever, man. I guess dwarves they were bearded, according to some lore with the leaving Tolkien and all that. So I guess it could happen, but you're still a chick, and yeah. If you fight another dude, even if he's the same size as you, he's operating at an advantage, bro. We live in this clown, absolute clown world where you are supposed to just completely ignore facts and how the human body is built.
Right.
And it's so weird to me. I was just watching some other crap show, let's call it that, of some trans, this is a high school or something, identified a girl, which is a dude, absolutely blast these the other chicks, runs like
was it the track?
Yeah, it was 200 meter.
Oh yeah, he was like, you couldn't even see the girls in the distance. He was way ahead of them.
I mean, and he runs like 25 seconds. I mean, that's, to beat that in perspective, you getting walked off on if that's a dude, and that includes in high school. Because I believe this was a varsity event, yeah. you're getting absolutely blasted if you run that. But we're supposed to, for whatever reason, maybe to accommodate these people and their crazy feelings, act like this stuff is normal.
Right.
That's the bit that I don't get. You have people, including members of the medical community, that are acting as if there are no advantages there or disadvantages in the case that we just
right.
saw.
Which is why it's like these people in the medical community are enabling
yes.
a woman who is voluntarily signing up to get the crap beat out of her by a guy. And I remember a time when we used to just call that domestic violence.
Now it's a boxing match. If you identify the other way, I guess equal rights equals equal fights, I guess is what they're saying. But it is truly a clown world, because you would think, look, when something like that plays out, I'm automatically looking at everybody that's involved, the governing body or whatever, right. like that green lit this is like, come on, bro. What are y'all doing, man? You know it's crazy. And I'm sure people that are in there that know it's crazy. But you rather watch some person that was a chick, right? Go get a slid on for 21 seconds. That's all it took.
Yeah, is anyone
rather than be called a transphobe or something right. because you didn't exclude them? I just don't get
like,
it, man.
Do people actually enjoy this content? You enjoy knowing that this is a chick that's like getting the crap out of her?
It's a combat sport, man. Like, people get screwed up. You've seen people get like lifelong standing yeah. injuries that are dudes boxing other dudes, right? Or fighting right. other dudes. Like, it is violent, right? This is a combat sport. If there is a sport that you should be, look, man, dudes are fighting the dudes, the women's are fighting the women's, it should be combat. It should be like where you guys are throwing hands and feet at each other. You would think, at least in that, we would say no, because at that point, it's not just about you beating this person in like a race. No, you could kill this person, man.
Right.
It's serious. Right. You can, this person could you're inflicting bodily harm on someone. It should be no tolerance.
Who
for
you
that,
know
man.
Is biologically.
So you know they're at a disadvantage. You know that they're. It's not up for a dispute. It doesn't matter because they got this. I don't care. Right. They can have a beard as thick as mine. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You're not a dude, bro.
Which is, it's just so laughable to me that they always talk about that they're the party of science. I'm like, science says she cannot have as much muscle mass as a male. That's science. So why would you put her in a position to get the crap beat out of her? And all of these people claim that they're the ones who care about trans people. I'm like, I'm just trying to save the women.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save you people from a life of regret, from a life where you could have, as Eric pointed out, lifelong injuries because you put yourself in this position because the medical community has confused you and made you think that you are someone that you're not. Oh. I would argue that we care about these people far more than the medical community or the companies who are, you know, engaging in this type of, like, for instance, I don't have time to play the clip here, but for instance, they're Everlast, the boxing company Everlast, collaborated with this transgender a couple years ago, highlighting her status as the first transgender boxer. Like, why? Why? Yeah. Why are you doing
you
that
all
to
are
her?
In on it,
why man. Are you elevating her as if she needs to be, like, pushing this? She's going to get the crap beat out of her, which, of course, she did. That is so disturbing that for me to see. That is so disturbing.
Yeah,
that is so disturbing.
Lord
oh, that is so disturbing.
What all that person is pumped up with, and it doesn't matter. You pumped all that stuff in, and you got a beard like that's comparable to me, and still in 21 seconds. And that's how it gets more and more dangerous, like it definitely in boxing with its ranking system. So the better that you are, let's say that you beat up on a couple of janitors that don't really box or whatever, eventually you're going to fight other people, right. Men that do this, right. And you stand zero chance against them. It's just the bottom line. It doesn't matter if you're taller than them, right? You one of those weight bullies. It does not matter. That man is biologically equipped to destroy you. Period. Like, that's just what it is. No, it's not up for dispute or argument. And the fact that we are arguing it goes to show how much of a clown world that we actually are in, man.
Amen. We'll be right back. With all this talk of the pro-Palestinian protesters blocking roads, causing problems for people, innocent people who have nothing to do with your cause or maybe are for your cause until you block their freaking way and they're like, screw you, I'm not for your cause anymore. But I want to play my favorite video of the day. I can't stop watching it. This is apparently from 2022 in Paris. This is how Europeans handle protesters blocking the road. Watch. Just flings them. It just takes. They just go limp. Look at these little soy boys. See, and it just takes the one guy. Like, you know what? We're not doing this anymore.
And then now everybody's.
Now everyone's like,
all right, let's drive.
Yeah. Let's get him. And I'm just saying, I want that video injected into my veins. It's so good. We need to start doing that here. If the police are not going to move these people, move them yourself, because blocking your right to travel freely is a form of aggression.
Well, that's called imprisonment. Let's just be completely honest.
Kidnapping.
Kidnapping is actually more accurate. So yeah, they are absolutely in the wrong. They become the aggressors there. So yeah, if someone, and you know, as Hoppe says, you have to physically remove them. So you got to get them up out of there for sure.
Self-defense.
Nobody, how that doesn't get people to support your cause.
No, like literally zero people have been transformed into supporting your cause because you blocked their freaking way.
You blocked their way. Now I'm all in on right. Palestine. We're like, no, that's not how it works, bro.
You made me late to work. You made me late to pick up my kids. Like, I'm literally never supporting your cause now. I might have. Now I'm really not. It's so stupid. Anyway, that's my favorite video today. Thank you for being here, Eric.
Of course, of course.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.